Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. This is just a short reminder to our brothers and sisters about some ways of doing good in Ramadan. As we all know, Ramadan is a blessed month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for the believers to do and be excessive in doing righteous deeds. That is because, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam mentioned in an authentic hadith, that when Ramadan comes, the gates of the paradise are opened and the gates of the hellfire are closed, and the shayateen, in some narrations mentioned the jinn, they are chained up. So no doubt it is a season, an opportunity for us to increase in doing good deeds. And I'd just like to mention some of those good deeds that we can do more of in Ramadan. Most of what I'm going to mention here was based on a khutbah that I translated for Sheikh Umar Al-Eid, Hafidhahullah. And I based a lot of what I've mentioned here on the khutbah of the Sheikh Hafidhahullah. The first thing that he mentioned and that I mentioned here is making dua. No doubt, as we know, the Prophet والسلام, said in the authentic hadith, الدعاء هو العبادة. And this narration is found in the Sunan of Ahmad and the Musnad of Imam Ahmad and the Sunan of many of the scholars of Hadith like Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah and others. So definitely making a lot of dua, specifically towards the end of the day as the sun is getting close to setting on the day of the fast, is a time to make dua, as well as while one is fasting, because the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in an authentic hadith that one of the du'as that is answered is the fast of the du'a of the fasting person. The second thing that he mentioned that one should be keeping in mind and be regular in it, although of course all of these things that we mentioned here, one should be regular in doing them outside of Ramadan. But no doubt in Ramadan it is an opportunity to increase in doing those things. Prayer, specifically the obligatory prayers, the compulsory prayers, because many people, they pay a lot of attention to Taraweeh and Qiyam al-Layl, but they may be negligent in some ways about their regular five times prayers. So there is a principle that a person should pay attention to the compulsory requirements and actions before he looks at the supererogatory or voluntary acts of worship. The third thing that he mentioned, Hafidhahullah, is reading Quran. And no doubt we know Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 185, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم العسر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned that the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed, that it is guidance for mankind and clarity and guidance, and the Furqan, that is something that distinguishes the truth from falsehood. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ الشَّهَرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. So whoever witnesses the month, whoever sees the moon, the new moon of the month of Ramadan, when the moon is sighted and the month begins, that he fast. But he mentions, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, some of those who are exempt from that, who is ever is sick or on a journey, then he makes it up from other days. So no doubt reading the Quran is something that is highly recommended to do in Ramadan, because there is a strong connection between Ramadan and the Quran. And we see from the practice of the Salaf and from those who came before, the Tabi'in and others, that they used to pay a lot of attention to reading the Quran in Ramadan. And there are many things that I mentioned about, for example, the example of Imam Shafi'i and others who recited the Quran and completed, made the khatm of the Quran more than one time in the month of Ramadan. Also, for those who are within the within Saudi Arabia and they have the opportunity of making Umrah, is a good action to do in Ramadan. It was narrated in authentic hadith that is found in Sahih al-Bukhari as well as Sahih Muslim from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, is mentioned here. He said, قال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لإمرأة من الأنصار. He said to a woman from the Ansar, فإذا جاء رمضان فاعتمري. He said that if Ramadan comes, then make Umrah. فإن عمرة فيه تعدل حجة في حجة. And in another narration, وفي رواية حجة معي. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, to the woman from the Ansar, if Ramadan comes, make Umrah. For verily, فَإِنَّ عُمْرَةً فِيهِ تَعْدِلُ حَجَّةً. He says that verily, Umrah in Ramadan is equivalent to making Hajj. And in the narration of Imam Muslim, it mentions حَجَّةً مَعِي, which is equivalent to Hajj with me. And the scholars have mentioned there's some ikhtilaf, but the Jumhur, the majority of scholars hold that this is not just specific to the woman from the Ansar, but it is something that is general for all of the Muslims. He mentioned, of course, another important thing that one should try to pay attention to in Ramadan, which is removing hatred and jealousy from the hearts, purifying the hearts from all malice and all bad feelings. And he mentioned a beautiful narration that is found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed, and Ibn Kathir graded it to be authentic, in which Anas ibn Malik reported that when they were sitting with the Prophet والسلام, he saw a man who came and he said three times that this is a man from the people of paradise. So Abdullah ibn Amr, he wanted to know what it was that the man was doing that made him, that made the Prophet والسلام, praise him and say that he was from the people of paradise. So he followed the man, he said to him that I was in a dispute with my father and I have sworn not to enter his home for 3 days, if I could stay with you. So the man allowed him and he stayed three nights with the man and he never saw anything extra in terms of his worship or anything. So he asked him after 3 days, he said, O servant of Allah, I have not been in dispute with my father now. He said that I have not, the excuse that I gave for coming here is not true, nor have I cut relations with him, but I heard the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying three times that a man from the people of paradise was coming to us and then you came. So I thought I should stay with you to see what you are doing, that I should follow, but I did not see you do anything special. Why did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speak highly of you? The man said, I am as you have seen. But when Abdullah was about to leave, the man said, I am as you have seen, except that I do not find dishonesty in my soul towards the Muslims, and I do not envy anyone because of the good that Allah has given them. So Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he said, this is what you have achieved, and it is something we have not accomplished. A beautiful narration, which shows us that it's that having purifying and cleaning the heart from all rancor and jealousy and hatred is something that is desirable, greatly desirable. The fifth thing he mentioned was that one should try to spend time in Ramadan rectifying the affairs of our children by paying attention to them. We all know, as Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Allah said in Surah Tahrim, O you believe, protect yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is people and stones, over which are appointed angels, harsh and severe. They do not disobey Allah in what He has commanded them, but they do what they are commanded. And of course, in the narration, the hadith that was narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi, fal amirun alladhi 'ala an-nasi ra'in wa huwa mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi, wal rajulu ra'in 'ala ahli baytihi wa huwa mas'ulun 'anhum, wal mar'atu ra'iyatan 'ala baytihi." على بيتي بعدها وولدها وولده وهي مسؤولة عنهم والعبد راع على مال سيده وهو مسؤول عنه ألا فكلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. This hadith is متفق عليه. It is agreed upon. But the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned, he said, "Verily, all of you are guardians. All of you are like shepherds." And then he mentioned about, he said, كُلُكُمْ مَسُولَ عَنْ رَعِيَتِ, all of you are responsible for those under your care. And then he mentioned, he started off with al-amir, or leader. He says that who is in charge of people, he's a shepherd over them, and he is responsible for their affairs, for his affairs. And a rajul, a man, is responsible for his house and his family, and he's responsible for that. And a woman is also responsible in her house, the house of her husband and his children, and she's responsible for them. And a slave is also a shepherd for the wealth of his master, and he is responsible for that. And then he added at the end of it, he repeated again the statement, Ala fa kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Verily all of you are shepherds and all of you are responsible for their flocks. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to help us to accomplish these actions in Ramadan and to be regular in them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this and to make it beneficial to all of those who hear it. Wallahu alam.